Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Police investigate death of 60-year-old man found with drug paraphernalia. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Police are investigating the death of a 60-year-old man who was found surrounded by drug paraphernalia. Authorities received a call reporting the death around 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Officers arrived at the scene on 4J Road and discovered the man's body. Upon obtaining a search warrant, police found drug paraphernalia belonging to a 37-year-old woman who was present when they arrived. Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson stated that the police are not disclosing who made the initial call or which drugs were found in the home due to an ongoing investigation into the death and drug-related activities. No foul play is suspected in the man's death. The 37-year-old woman was arrested on drug-related charges, according to Wasson. The investigation remains active as authorities work to uncover further details. Missing Nampa woman found after crash investigation. A crash investigation has led to the discovery of a missing woman from Nampa, Idaho. According to the press release from the Wyoming Highway Patrol, on July 7th, the Wyoming Highway Patrol was called to assist with a crash investigation on U.S. 26 near Milepost 1 in Grand Teton National Park. The incident involved a vehicle found submerged in the Buffalo Fork River near Moran, Wyoming. Initial responders, including Grand Teton National Park Rangers and Teton County Sheriff's deputies, were alerted after a wall it was found. Using an aerial drone, deputies and rangers located a fully submerged red passenger car. The vehicle matched the description of a car belonging to a missing person, corresponding to the identification in the recovered wallet. With help from the Teton County Search and Rescue, Ron's Towing, and the Grand Teton National Park personnel, the vehicle and its deceased occupant were retrieved the following day. The occupant was positively identified as Laura Lane from Nampa, Idaho. Preliminary investigations suggest the vehicle was traveling westbound on U.S. 26 before drifting across the eastbound lane off the south shoulder and over a cliff into the river. The vehicle floated approximately a quarter mile downstream before submerging in the heavy spring runoff. Troopers found evidence indicating that seat belts were not in use. The Wyoming Highway Patrol is continuing its investigation and will provide updates as they become available. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.